the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. You know what I wanted to start doing?
No.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question. I'd be surprised if you had an answer. But I want to do...
Snorkeling. You want to take up snorkeling?
No, because I don't know how to swim, and apparently I don't see the point of snorkeling. Like, you have to swim in, like, a foot of water, right? Yeah. So that little thing can stick out.
It's true.
Why don't they have like a super long snorkel? It's like a 50-foot long snorkel, and one dude holds the other end out, like in a boat, and you just go down. See, that I would do.
Remember those deep sea diver things? That's what they used to do. Remember, like the ones from like the 1800s.
They had like the huge tanks, like the billows. They'd kind of like the kind of pump thing.
Yeah, that big metal, like that big steel, like helmet thing.
Yeah.
And there was a cord going up. I wouldn't trust that shit, though.
Yeah, because some asshole would step on it.
I don't know. Anyone trusted 1800s and early 1900s technology. I wouldn't trust any of that shit.
Yeah. Or anything they thought, their opinions. Don't trust any of that shit. They didn't know fucking shit.
Yeah, it's weird that we trust things today. Like, we go to the supermarket and we just trust that this food is good. Or go to a restaurant. Who the fuck knows what they did to it?
Well, the thing is, people 200 years from now will like I don't know how they trusted anything back in the fucking 2000s. Look at that shit. Look what they were...
Look
at the crazy ideas
right
they had.
Right now, you go to things and you trust it.
There is a lot of trust that people have.
All day long.
Yeah, and you kind of have to. Like you said, when you go to a restaurant, I'm just assuming their hands are clean when they made my shit. I go to McDonald's. Even though we've worked in fast food, we know they're probably not that clean, but we're just going with it.
And the other one, it does bite you in the ass sometimes, is trusting other drivers. Like, don't worry, there's a stop sign there, but there's nothing there to make them stop.
Yeah, they might blow past.
They do.
Messing with their phone and or...
They're just in a hurry. So many people are just... Somebody almost hit me in a parking lot at Target, and she looked angry at me. She was just like... driving the wrong side of the lane, and just like she was like inches from my car.
Yeah, I don't... Well, people are assholes, especially in parking lots. I told you, like, there's plenty of times like I'm almost getting hit because everyone wants to cut through.
There's no rules in a parking lot.
That's why from now on I always follow the lines in the parking lot. I do not cut through anymore.
Take it 3 years to get around.
Doesn't matter, because if I get hit, I'm in the right. Because somebody cut through and hit me. You know, if we're both cutting through, well, you know, you fucked up, I fucked up. We really shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
I don't know who's in trouble for that way.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's in trouble. Like, each of our insurance are going to have to cover it.
It's like murdering each other.
Like, listen, you're in trouble for murdering me, but I'm in trouble for murdering you. So let's just call it even, okay? Yeah. That's why I always follow the fucking rules in the parking lots from now on. That way, anything happens, that's on you. I was doing the right thing. So fuck off. I had a point. I don't remember what it was anymore.
That's one of your famous quotes in the show. Do we have a point? Probably not. I don't know where that is, though. I can't find it.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Back in the 2010s.
About what we were talking about, what we trust. Take things for granted. Like
granite? What are you, on Flintstones?
Mr. Slate. But like by my parents' house, there are stop signs where you have to stop. Then you have to wait a little while because the fucking kids around there, they just do not feel like stopping at stop signs. They will just blow past. There's been a bunch of times where I'm having to slam on brakes because they don't want to fucking stop. Like, I stopped at the stop sign. Now I'm going. But meanwhile, here comes this fucking kid just zooming through. Bunch of assholes.
Kids. Can't live with them.
That's it.
Hand me a beer. That's Norm's famous quote from Cheers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, can't live with them? Pass me a beer. That guy spent a lot of time in the bar. Norm.
Yeah, not that anyone knows the show anymore.
Cheers?
But
no one knows the most, one of the most popular shows of all
it's
time.
It's not even in syndication.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't
just because you don't flip through channels doesn't mean that...
I don't know. As you know with most of this shit, there's a cutoff age that they don't know it anymore. They don't really know Cheers. Mm. Like, I don't know what that is. What do you think? It's 30?
I don't know. 10?
So kids under 10 don't know Cheers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're right about. Now, over 10, I don't know.
So I've been annoyed lately. I was thinking about all the jobs I've ever had. There's always like...
Of all the jobs I've had before.
Yeah. They always do like a client tour of the place. And I'm always thinking, why would anyone give a fuck about a tour of this place? Like, it's not like I worked at some famous place. It was just like, some computers and a desk around and people sitting at them.
I don't understand.
And you see like, and every year is where we do our graphic design. And that's Steve. He does it's like... Why would I want to see that?
Yeah, and it's...
And they always look bored as fuck, but they don't want to say anything.
It's the same with not just, like, a tour, but with an inspection. That's another thing I don't get. Like, you know, whatever business you have, and if you have, like, a... I'm dying. A corporate office.
Handy inspector.
Yeah. If you have, like, a corporate office, and they come down, and it's not really an inspection. It's, we... let you know 2 months in advance that we're going to be coming down. So now, for the next 2 weeks before that visit, everyone's cleaning, everyone's getting everything perfect. So when that guy shows up, everyone's kissing his ass and everything's perfect. Everything is in, it's in such a way that doesn't exist normally. Like, this isn't how it usually is. We're just doing this for your benefit.
The inspector should just show up.
I know, but that's the thing. He's not really inspecting because he knows that's what they're doing. He doesn't really want to know how things are there. That's why it's a fucking sham. Like, listen, I don't want to know what you normally do there.
Sham wow.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you know that I'm coming. That way you can get things ready, and that way I can sign off on you and say that, oh, I came, I checked it out, and everything looks good. And, you know, we could all go on about our business because I really don't give a fuck what you do. If I did, I would just fucking show up and see what's what. But I don't. So I really don't care. No one does. As I say, everything's a fucking lie.
Just so angry all the time.
I need to be angry, because life is fucking anger.
New Year's Eve and you're super angry.
Yeah, exactly. The year was shitty. What a great year and another great year to look forward to. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
So you're saying that... If you were to rate your year, 2015,
actually it was fine.
Would, you know, 1 through 10, what would you rate it?
6. Yeah. Yeah, it was okay. Honestly, yeah, it was fine. Some, you know, decent shit. It wasn't awesome.
What would make it awesome? More money?
Like winning the lottery or something? Like found a duffel bag full of money. Isn't it funny drug money.
Isn't it sad that you'd base your your happiness on how much money you have?
Yeah, and let those assholes say the money can't buy a happiness. Well, fuck you, give me all your money then, because you'll still be happy.
Yeah, it's true.
Assholes. Does it bring you happiness? Give it, fork it over, motherfucker.
Yeah, because
we'll see about that.
If you win the lottery, then it goes up to a 10 the year.
Yeah, hell yeah it does. And they'll always say, you know what? There's a lot of studies.
What else?
Do a longitudinal study where you give me infinite fucking funds, okay? And you'll follow me around, and you'll see how happy I am for my whole life.
Let's do that. What else would jump your year to a 10?
Huh.
Like, what would... You know, today's the last day of the year. So what would you do? What could happen today that would jump it up to from a 6 or to a 10?
It's like one event?
Yeah, one thing. Like, if you went and got a scratcher, and you scratched it off and won $1,000 a week for life.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Other than monetary? Huh.
What about a super hot chick?
I mean, like, I have a girlfriend that I'm happy with, so...
Yeah, but you're at Target, and some super hot chick grabs you and takes you into the back. And it makes love to you. would that put your year up to a 10?
No.
Or would you deduct points for being an asshole who cheats? with random super hot chicks.
First of all, she's probably a prostitute.
She's not.
I'm so fucking hot.
She's a sex fiend, Mark, and she likes...
she has a problem.
She likes guys that looks just like you.
I mean, she's sexually compulsive.
So that wouldn't bring it up to a 10?
No. No, what is having random sex? That'll make my year fucking...
What about if you go to the drive-thru at Tim Hortons and they go, hey, you're the 100th person today. You win a full year of free Tim Hortons.
No, that wouldn't do it for me either.
Would that raise it up at all?
Not really. I mean, that's fine. But I'd have to get the details. Like, so what's a year, but what are my limits? Can I fucking get, like, 8,000 breakfast sandwiches? Or, you know, is that a no-go? So, what's, you know, I'm trying to figure out a range here.
What if you go to the gas station and say, hey, you're the 1,000th customer.
Free gas.
You get free gas for a year. You can fill up your tank every week.
I mean, that'd be good.
But would it up your rating?
Honestly, no.
So I guess only winning a large amount of money.
A large lump sum of money, tax-free preferably.
What about a free house?
No, you know what? Okay.
But that's money, really.
Yeah, because that's what I would do with money, too. You can't really count shit that I would do with the money that I would have.
What if you get a free trip to the space station?
I don't want that. I don't trust that shit. Shit'll blow up.
You wouldn't go to space?
Not right now, no.
No one's died going to space a long time. Like,
hey, in rare. My lifetime, people have died in space.
People have died in cars, and you're driving it every day.
No, I don't.
The death
rate. I walk everywhere.
Even by percentage, the death rate of a spacecraft is way lower than any car.
I don't know if you know this, but you go ahead and look outside right now. There's a fucking horse and a carriage out there. That's what I drive now. I don't trust cars. Too many car accidents. You're right. So there's a lot.
You had a safe. You could safely go to space later today. Would you do it? And would it up your rating of the year 2015?
Honestly, no. I mean, maybe I would. Let's say a safe.
You.
What am I doing?
They had
up there?
Secret technology, and you could go anywhere you want in space. You could go to visit Jupiter.
Well, Jupiter's nothing on Jupiter.
You're in orbit of Jupiter. I mean, that'd be awe-inspiring.
That ain't shit. If the secret technology could take me to another habitable planet, that might do it. That would do it. But just, let's up in space.
You wouldn't want to see Jupiter. Wouldn't it be amazing to see Jupiter?
I'm not amazed. No. All right. What am I doing here? Am I playing baseball down there? What the fuck am I doing?
You can land on Mars.
And do what?
Like Matt Damon.
And do what?
There's a secret camp there with hot chicks who fuck. They didn't tell you.
That's what they've been. NASA's been squandering their money, putting a whorehouse on Mars.
You can stay there for 12 hours, and then you come home. And I go, hey, rate your year 1 through 10.
Or wait, the Dennis Hoff finally is expanding, expanding to Mars for the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, good thing you're back. You're back from Mars. I just wanted to ask you how rate your year 1 through 10, and would you say 6 still?
I mean, maybe it'd bump it up. But, look, honestly, there's nothing to do in space. Just to brag to people, you didn't hear? I just got back from Mars. What? Mars? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I checked it out. It was all right.
See, for me, like, I probably put mine around about 6 or 7. Yeah, I got a new job, whatever. But if one of my favorite sports teams won the championship...
That bumps it up for you, huh?
Yeah, that would have gone up to, like, an 8 or a 9 or maybe even a 10.
Like the Bills went to the Super Bowl this year.
Or if I got to go to Europe to see Metallica play or something, that would go up.
A European trip. That would, you know what? Like a nice trip like that would have bumped it up.
Not to a 10, though, I guess you'd say.
No, not to a 10. I'm the kind of person where a 10 is like almost impossible. Because I'm going to say, what is like 10? It's perfect? Is there a perfection? I mean, I could,
you won $1 billion.
Then I... like.
That would be an amazing amount of money to win because you could never, even if you wanted to spend it all, you couldn't.
That's not true. That's not. People yes, say that. Is. I could spend $1 billion.
I don't think you could.
I really could.
All right, to outline how you would spend $1 billion.
Start my own space program to combat SpaceX. There you go. My money's gone. Gone doing that shit. You could spend billions of dollars easily if you think big enough. Now, if you just live a normal life...
Doing normal things,
I'm talking about. Normal things, you cannot lose it all. Unless people really overcharge you, then maybe.
Rich people do get charged more for sure.
Yeah. It's like, if I went to the Bunny Ranch on Mars and they knew I was a billionaire, let me tell you something. Brown sugar is going to charge me a hell of a lot of money.
I guarantee we bring in a contractor, get an estimate on some work done in my house.
Remodeling that bathroom is going to be, I don't know, $100,000-$200,000.
Well, no, he'll say, you know, a couple $1,000s or whatever it would be. But he goes to a mansion.
Yeah.
He's up in that.
That's what I'm saying. Now it's like, add a couple zeros to that.
That's why, like, all these rich people go to these fancy stores and it's just up, you know.
It's the same shit. They just overprice it. So you think, oh, it's good. It's better.
I saw some people on the internet, you know, saying that Target was really scummy. Number one,
really? Target's nice.
Number one was because they're Target are bad people for some, I don't know, some
Wait,
fucking
what?
I don't know, it's something to do with soldiers or something, but they did. But besides that, people are like, it's low class to go to Target. Rich people don't go to Target. Like,
where do rich people go to shop?
I don't know.
What other stores are what?
Where do you
department store wise?
Yeah, like, I don't know where you'd go.
There's not a rich department store.
I mean, I guess you go to what was that place called?
Whole Foods.
There's Whole Foods and the other one I can't
remember. Well, I guess that's where those assholes go, but does Whole Foods have, they just have food, right? It's not like a department store where I could buy other shit, like a Target.
Yeah, where are they buying light? I guess they just send people out.
I guess. Like, they don't have to go shopping like that. If I had that much money, I probably wouldn't be shopping.
Do you ever imagine, I think it was when I hear about how much money Howard Stern makes, I'm like, his life is so different. Like, imagine if he came to visit you, how, like roast out he'd be. Like, it'd be insane to him to be in my house or your apartment.
Maybe, but
that'd be like us going to a shanty town. Like, holy shit.
I'm gonna disagree a little bit just because that's where he came from.
That was 30 some years ago.
Yeah, but it's still, you don't think he has memories of that, of coming up?
Like, when was the last time he went into a Target? He's probably never been in a Walmart.
Probably not.
Like, you know, stuff like that. He probably didn't go to the mall or anything.
He has memories. He remembers, you know, being in shitty apartments,
you don't,
not being rich. So I don't know if he's going to be so gross.
Do you think he'd ever visit
God.
some like person in like a regular place? No way.
I mean, he might. Odds are he'd probably like, why don't you just come over to my place? Because it's nice.
Yeah, the rich people aren't coming over to like a little apart, like all like, all right. And
lucky for me, or lucky for them.
Well, yeah,
I don't know any rich people.
There's a reason why rich people don't hang out with poor people.
Yeah, it makes them feel bad.
I mean, I guess if they're a family, like it's your cousin's like a super successful guy. I mean, but he's still not, you're inviting him over? Probably not.
I don't know. We have some family members that are, you know, doing all right, but we don't know anyone that's like fucking rich.
Yeah, I don't, that's weird. Normally it doesn't
even though people kind of like, being rich is kind of subjective because people say, oh, they're rich, but like, that's not my rich, but you know.
Yeah, if you make some people, you know, if they make a couple $100,000 a year, they're like, they're rich. To me, rich is,
yeah, that's not rich.
Rich is you can stop working and that's just it.
So like, yeah, I don't work anymore. Me and my whole family, we don't need jobs. We kind of hang out.
I made, you know, $50 million and
I had a company, I sold it for millions, and now we just Listen, my 7-year-old son's retired. He stopped going to school because the reason why you go to school is so at some point you can get a good fucking job. Yeah. Guess what? We don't need that job, so we don't need to go to school.
I don't understand that.
We all just fucking dropped out.
Like, you're gonna get all this money, you know, but I'm going to school. It's weird.
Like, that's the whole point of going to school. I'd say, listen, if you have that much money, yeah, look, go through to high school. That's all you need to know. You need to know your 3 R's.
I mean, I guess, like, socialization.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Go through high school, but, like, rich people, do they need to go to fucking college? Because why do you go to college? Because you're trying to get that job. You don't need the job now.
Like JFK Jr. went to be a lawyer.
Yeah. It's like, are you going to go to a school to become a chef when you live inside a restaurant? No, I live in the restaurant.
Well, if you did make like tons and tons of money, what would you do?
Nothing.
But that's not fun. You'd get bored at that.
No, I mean, you'd hang out, you'd travel. You know, just the life of Riley.
But you hate, would you still be as miserable, you think? You definitely would.
I like being miserable.
You because you're still not going to be into anything. traveling would be boring to you because you don't care about museums or going to do stuff.
Well, I'd still check shit out. There's different sites, looking around.
Would you go to, like, Mount Rushmore or something like that? Grand Canyon?
Mount Rushmore? Probably not. That won't even occur to me until you said it. I forgot that was a thing.
I'm not sure why people go there because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I seen pictures of it. I don't know. What am I... Can I face fuck one of the guys?
Would you visit the Eiffel Tower?
If I'm in Europe, I'd probably go see it.
Visit French?
There's like...
French Paris?
Frenchland. Yeah, I mean, you know, go... If you're in Europe, why not? You know, there's restaurants down there and shit.
I don't know. It seems like it wouldn't be as fun. I think it'd be way more fun if I was rich.
You can come with me.
Well, if I was totally independently, I'd be like Marlon. You ever hear of Marlon's Man?
No.
He's this guy. He's a Marlon. He's from Florida.
Have you ever heard of Brewster's Millions?
He owns... he's a partner in a law firm. So, you know, he never has to do anything. He's just rich. And he spends all his time traveling around the country going to different huge sporting events. He was at... this in 2015, he'd probably give his year a 10 because he went to 175 baseball games, 80 hockey games, the Super Bowl, the World Series.
He went to 8 Super Bowls.
He went to the Super Bowl, World Series, and all 3
World Cups.
Big time horse races. Crown.
Did he do any soccer shit?
No, I didn't say it.
No.
So that sounds like a horrible year to you, but to him.
Yeah, for me, McMahon. And he had to be so fucking
all
bored.
The best seats. And like every game, you'd see him like, he always wears this bright orange Marlins jacket and hat. And every game, like, oh, there's Marlins, man. You just see him standing there.
Do you know what? That sounds like kind of like an asshole move to me. Because he just wants to stand out so bad. Can't you just enjoy yourself without making a spectacle?
Well, he said that, and he's been doing this for 20, 30 years.
He needs everyone
to
see
him. He started wearing the bright orange jacket. He just did it one day, and his family liked it because they could see him easier. They like to see him on TV. Yeah. Like, that's if your family, like, hey, there's Mark. He's at the World Series, and sitting there, he's reading a book on his phone.
Hey, there's Mark, that piece of shit. I don't know why we're watching him on TV while that rich motherfucker's over there enjoying himself.
The other
himself.
Thing he does, he gives away tons of tickets to different sporting events, to like charities and stuff. He's like really, he's
a philanthropist.
Yeah, he is.
Good for him, I guess.
I want him to take me on a trip. See, I'm not poor enough, or I need some.
No one's, you're not that poor where rich people are gonna help you.
Yeah,
you're just poor enough.
Yeah, like I got all this medical debt, but I'm like, it's not enough for anyone to care, and it wasn't an ailment. Like if I had cancer, I could have like a benefit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this guy's got blood pressure. He had high blood pressure and a bloody nose. Let's have a benefit for him. No, like you get in a car wreck or you have cancer or something like that.
Yeah, something major. People will help you out.
Yeah, my nose is really itchy. I think I'm having a stroke.
I'm not sure if that's one of the signs that itchy nose.
Well, no, my grandfather, his nose started going numb. That's how he did. Well,
yeah, having an itch and numbness are two different things.
Well, do you know the difference? I don't know.
I do know the difference. I think you do, too. I just trimmed my nose hair today, too. I had to get it now before it started getting any longer.
Yeah, I bought you this nose hair brush. Well, I just trimmed it today. Now I can even use it.
Because sometimes I'll let it go for a while, then it's like... oh, shit.
Will that ever be a style where people grow out their nose hair?
I hope not.
Like, I have nose hair extensions.
Let's start that.
Yeah, and it just, like, curls up.
Because sometimes I let it go so long that when I breathe, I could feel the hairs, like, tickling my nose. And that's when I know, like,
I want a merkin for nose hair.
I gotta get on that.
I want to get myself fake ear hair, fake nose hair. I already have hairs going up my neck, so...
Yeah, I got the neck and the ears.
All these long hair, like, I don't pay attention. I look, and, like, there's just hairs peeking out.
I did my whole body shit. That's why I was a little late today, because I like wanted to do my whole body grooming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took care of that.
Give your girlfriend a real treat later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at me, I'm all smooth.
It's more for me, but I mean, she can get something out of it too.
Do you expect her to be all like no hair?
I mean, that's just what she likes anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't expect. Whatever she does, but...
Right now, in my life, I prefer pubic hair.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm gonna get it's like the 70s style. I'm more into it.
Yeah, hey, man. Preferences change. Maybe a little bit down the road, you want to change it up. Like, yeah, we've been doing that for a while.
But, hey, I'm a guy... I change my background on my phone all the time. Like, right now, I have Christmas theme still. I gotta take that off.
You're gonna... Ooh, put the New Year's ball on there.
Yeah, I'll do something for New Year's.
Yeah. It is New Year's. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I know.
So you gotta get on that. We gonna have something on there for a day? Come on, man.
That's true.
Should have thought better of it.
Maybe we should end the show with our New Year's Eve special from a few years ago. I think I have it here.
That was a classic special.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll play you out with that. That's it.
Yes, yes.
Because a few years ago, we got invited to host the New Year's Eve extravaganza.
It was quite a bash, let me tell you. Anyway, let me give you our outro, since I don't want to talk over that and ruin it.
Well, you got a couple minutes left.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, so come up with another topic.
You asshole.
I was just stating that.
I know, you made it sound like we're going to fucking leave now.
Well, I don't think I did. I think you just misunderstood.
I don't know. I was kind of under that impression.
Well,
I feel like that's like half of life are people not understanding each other.
Yeah.
That, like, that's everything. You're saying something and you know exactly what you mean because it's in your fucking head. And then the other person listening is getting an entirely different idea.
You know what happens a lot too? You'll say something, they'll misinterpret it and be talking about something else, but because you're too, you don't want to embarrass them, you just go with it. Like,
yeah, sometimes you will.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing to do. But I mean, that's because that's the right thing to
do. That's why I feel like everything in life is, it's like, and then sometimes one person gets angry because you don't understand them, but it's like, listen, dude, you're shitty at explaining things. I know you think you're explaining it well because it's coming out of your fucking head.
You're explaining it well. See, well is...
You're explaining it well.
There's this big pit, and we put water down there, and then if you're thirsty, you go and you put the bucket down.
Wrong. We don't put water down there. Dig the well to the water. Yeah. You can't even explain
it. And then
well.
This one time, this little girl got stuck in a well, and she was super famous, but no one remembers her.
Yeah, name. She was famous at the time.
What was her fucking name? I forget.
Down something down.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah. There's a couple people that fell down
back
wells.
In the, I think it was the 80s, I guess.
Was
I don't,
it the 80s?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Baby Jessica got stuck in the bottom of the well. Like, she went missing. And like, where is Baby Jessica? And like, oh,
I'm
no.
Down here.
And it was, like, on TV.
Yeah,
like,
it was a big thing.
There was a movie about it, which was kind of a boring movie. It was just her baby sitting at the bottom of the well. But
so, what are we doing down here?
Yeah, so it's, you know.
You know what? There are worse places to be stuck because people can just throw you down food. You're not going to starve. And you probably have water to drink. You're in a well.
It's true. All right, so that's it. Last show of the year.
Can we be done now?
Show of the year, it's over, and some kind of metal is still playing.
Yeah, I heard that. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend, and enjoy our New Year's Eve special.
The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Kissing a woman on New Year's Eve.
Oh my God, or me.
I'm not gonna kiss you. I've never kissed a woman ever in my life on New Year's Eve. I kiss you in the movie. Never. This is the day, I know.
This is the greatest MC job I've ever had in my life.
Yes, yes, you are.
New Year's celebration.
DJ Mike Klein Jr.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little scratching. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah. You are good. I like the way you're holding your headphones to one ear.
Yeah, I was trained by the best.
Yes, Paris Hilton.
Right.
You showed you herself.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, it's getting time. It's getting to be that time.
Yeah, almost there, almost there.
Why don't we count it down?
We're almost to that time. Here we go. 10.
Nah. No,
eight.
Wait. Hey, let's start over again.
Oh, shit. You know, what are you going to get a time machine?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.